When Congress was considering the welfare reform bill earlier this year, some of the discussion centered on the best way to move a person from welfare to work. The debate was not only about teaching people new skills, but also about helping them find jobs and stay on the job. For 11 years now, a private organization in Baltimore called Genesis Jobs has been promising to find a job for any resident of the city, regardless of welfare status or work history, as long as he or she can demonstrate a ready-to-work attitude. As Amy Bernstein reports, employment experts around the country are looking to Genesis as a model for low-cost urban development.
It isn't easy to find an entry-level job in Baltimore these days. The shipyard and factory jobs that were once plentiful here have all but disappeared. The official unemployment rate in the city is close to 9%. For residents with little formal training or education and no job network, the process of just looking for work can be overwhelming. Each weekday morning at Genesis Jobs headquarters in a converted rectory in Baltimore, applicants are greeted with a handshake and a volunteer logs in the exact time of their arrival. Applicants must show up on time for 3 consecutive appointments with a volunteer job counselor before they can be sent out on job interviews. Job seeker Gerald Baker has met the on-time requirement, and as a result, he's now in line for a full-time administrative position with a local food bank, a job he says has real career potential. Baker says the extensive coaching he's received from the Genesis staff has helped him maintain a positive attitude toward job hunting.
From orientation through to each counseling session, and this is only about my 4th to 5th time here, I'm beginning to notice the progression of how they really take genuine concern into your background and experience and try to match you up.
Though Baker has had trouble finding and keeping jobs in the past, and though he possesses rudimentary clerical skills, his positive attitude makes him a good candidate for Genesis. According to founder and director Emily Fair, anyone who is clearly ready to work and who meets the on-time rule is guaranteed to land at least a part-time job within 6 weeks.
We have as our eligibility requirements, you're looking for a job at the entry level, non-professional, and you're having a hard time finding it, you're a Genesis Jobs candidate. Those are the questions that we ask. And so we take all comers. We help anybody that comes to the door that's looking at that level and having a hard time finding jobs at that level. We help them think through their options.
But finding and screening willing workers is only half the battle. Genesis also maintains a databank of nearly 400 local employers. In most cases, the job applicants who come to Genesis know little or nothing about these potential employers or even that entry-level openings exist. So Genesis fills a much-needed role as job broker. But once clients have been given leads, it is up to them to schedule interviews, says Genesis volunteer Scott Corey.
We don't hand them a job on the first visit, second visit, or even the 13th visit. They have to go get that job. We'll direct them to where the job is.
Bishop John Ricard, who's with the Archdiocese of Baltimore and sits on the Genesis board, says this approach is both successful and necessary because it fosters independence as a prerequisite to employment.
It's tough love, and it's realistic, and I think that's the genius of this program, that it, first of all, takes people as they are, tries to understand them, at the same time recognize that there has to be a re-education which takes place.
Many of the employers who work with Genesis also like the rigorous screening process because it weeds out the people who typically have trouble holding down even entry-level jobs. Strever Brothers Eccles & Rouse is a large Baltimore construction firm that hires 10% of its community workforce through Genesis. Bill Strever is the company president.
The nice thing about working with Genesis is they have a well-established support structure, both in terms of screening the applicants coming in their front door to make sure that they're serious about wanting to work and wanting to get ahead in their lives. And then secondly, in terms of the counseling and kind of volunteer mentoring they provide to the prospective worker, both before they come in for their job interview with us or one of our subcontractors, and after they've been placed.
Last spring, Strever Brothers hired Anthony Jones through Genesis. At the time, Jones knew nothing about construction and was barely making ends meet as a janitor. Today, Jones earns more than twice the minimum wage as a full-time laborer, and he has health insurance. He says the job is better than anything he could have imagined.
I'm a laborer here, but since I've been here, I've learned a little carpentry work, a little bricklaying work, a little pipe work, a little bit of everything. And I really didn't have an idea that it was going to turn out like this. And it did, and through Genesis, I think it kind of like stabilized my financial status.
Because Genesis is funded entirely by private businesses and local charitable organizations, it can ignore federal employment guidelines that stipulate whether a job applicant must be on public assistance or participating in a federally funded job training program. Genesis is therefore free to help anyone who walks in off the street, but is not obligated to offer job leads to anyone who isn't ready to buckle down and work. Toby Hare, an employment program consultant who runs a job matching service for welfare recipients in Chicago, says the Genesis approach makes sense.
They're on the mark, you know, by just opening it up to a geographic area and serving everyone who needs help and not worrying about what their work histories are or which sort of group that they fall in. And I think if more programs did that, it's a more sensible, easier way of providing services.
As states scramble to reduce their welfare rolls, the demand for public and private job training and job readiness programs that truly work is likely to increase. The challenge for Genesis, and programs like it, is to aggressively court employers who need entry-level workers, while maintaining a steady flow of job-ready applicants. This is easier said than done. At Genesis, the screening process is just tough enough, and the jobs just scarce enough, that of the 1,000 people who step across the threshold each year, roughly only 200 eventually find jobs through the organization. For National Public Radio, this is Amy Bernstein in Baltimore.